it would come at the same time. Maybe he'd bring two or three wagon loads and throw them over the fence into the backyard.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that was, those were our toys. And we, we could always get nails and things like that from the mill. We could ask the yard man to bring us some nails, and he would.
Would you build things then?
Oh yeah, we built all kinds of things, and we took the on the ground. This would be on the ground, but we played like it was water. And we'd make something like the shape of a boat. We had a big boat, and big enough for us all to get in it. And it'd just be about this board, mm-hmm. little bits of boards that we put them together.
Mm-hmm.
And those were our toys.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And just as good as the ones that my little great-grandchild has that cost $50. And every little thing, every little piece of material and so forth that you would find in a child's house.
Mm-hmm.
And when I look at those little things and see that they're perfect, and think of the toys we had, which seemed just as perfect to us.
Right. What about sewing and so forth? Sewing, did you ever make quilts or crochet or anything?
Oh yes, we didn't until we grew up. But my mother was a seamstress. I don't mean she ever was professionally that, but she loved to sew, and she made the most exquisite clothes for us and for her, all the other children and the relatives and all. Mother made beautiful things. My mother had studied art, and she went to Milledgeville to that school. It was the only one really anywhere around for girls at that. I mean, my mother and my aunt, both of them, and my uncle, all of them went there. They still have that school.
It's Georgia College?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that was the only place really in the state where girls could go to school. I mean, that I have heard of.
Right.
I guess there were, because when I came along, but for my education, there were all kinds of schools in Georgia. But my uncle, and we used to dress up in his uniform. His and mother said they wore uniforms too. And they were, all of them went there to at school in Milledgeville. And it was military. But my mother took on. And it was them. And my aunt taught school. The only thing a girl could do that was considered eligible for girls. Girls didn't go off to school too much, except to go a boarding school or something mm-hmm. like that. And she and my mother took art, and she loved to sew. And when I was at boarding school, one Easter, my mother sent me a costume, everything, and the hat. And the hat was made of organdy, and she had a wire. And